This is Kyle Lai on KGGF Radio. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Well, I'm doing fine. And when you called, I was in a committee meeting, so I couldn't answer the phone.
Oh, hey, that's completely fine. What committee meeting were you in, sir?
I was in a what they call a subcommittee,
mm-hmm.
Going over the Department of Transportation budget for 2021.
Okay, and what were a few of the things that are that you guys are looking at on the budget right now?
Well, I'll tell you, are you talking specifically Department of Transportation?
Yeah. What was going over in that meeting? Or are you allowed to talk about it? Or
no, I can talk about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Every year or every time we go through this budget cycle, there are subcommittees that are assigned state agencies, and they review the budgets of those agencies. And I'm on that committee to review transportation. As an example, the 2021 budget for transportation is $1.6 billion with a B, billion dollars.
Wow.
It's a big budget, but they have a tremendous amount of work that they do with all of our roads and highways. They also fund the Kansas Highway Patrol, so that takes a lot of their dollars to do that. And then over the last few years, they've become what they call the Bank of KDOT, where funds have been swept from transportation to pay for other things in the state government. That is very slowly going back the way it used to be, and more of the revenue is staying in transportation, and that will provide the opportunity for getting some of the projects done that were delayed from the T-Works program.
And I know... Go ahead, sir.
Well, of particular interest is next week we'll have a briefing from the Department of Transportation and probably take some action in the Senate Ways and Means Committee on the new 10-year transportation plan, which they've titled Forward. The projects that were left over from T-Works will be the first ones that will get done. And then we'll start in on the new transportation plan. And every 2 years, KDOT is going to review the needs, and they'll come up with a list of projects that are most important at that time. Instead of doing a 10-year list way out into the future, they'll be more responsive to local needs.
And I know that's been kind of a big thing, and T-Works, and also the Forward Plan, and like you said, a lot of the funds that you know it's kind of like the Bank of KDOT. You know, funds were not going basically to transportation, but like you said, slowly that's going to start staying with transportation. The money they get was the money coming out of the KDOT fund to like fund other things that maybe was short on funds.
And it all comes out of the sales tax revenue that KDOT gets. The gasoline tax revenue and some other things are what I call fenced, and they cannot be swept out of transportation. But the sales tax revenue that KDOT gets can be swept, and that went to fund other programs, other agencies, other activities.
Which obviously took away from the KDOT, them able to work on some roads. So there's other things going on in the legislation. Last week, I know there was some action taken on about the constitutional amendment on the abortion to put it on the ballot. Can you tell us how that went, sir?
I sure can. In the Senate, we passed that amendment with 28 votes. We needed 27 to pass it. I voted for the amendment, and then it went over to the House of Representatives. There, they failed to get their required 84 votes. They were 4 votes short. And as a result of that, basically, the government has has not done much except we've been working in committees. All this week, we didn't debate a single bill on the floor. From what I can tell, they're waiting for the House to take action again on the constitutional amendment.
Okay, so basically this week, things have kind of, everybody's just kind of been broke out into committees this week discussing things. Do we know when everybody, committees are going to, when you're going to come out of committees and come back and start introducing more bills and debating those?
Well, all the committee work that we've done, we've moved quite a few bills out of committee to the Senate, and they're starting to stack up. Eventually, we're going to have to do something with them to take care of our business that we were sent up here to do. The committees have been very busy, so all of that work is going on as normal. It's just that there has been no action on the Senate floor.
So, but against, though, that doesn't mean that, you know, business not being done. It's just, like you said, the committees have been extremely busy this past week, unable to debate any bills. But again, that doesn't mean that work is not getting done this week.
Oh, that's exactly right. You know, I sit on five of those subcommittees of the Ways and Means. And in addition to the Department of Transportation, we met this week on the education budget. I've got the Highway Patrol budget, Kansas Bureau of Investigation, and those kinds of things. It takes a while to get through those budgets. There's 1,371 pages of budget that the Ways and Means Committee has to deal with to come up with a budget for the year.
So they definitely keep you busy, don't they?
That's right.
that's a lot of reading to try to kept up on, and I have trouble getting through a 400-page book sometimes. So I can imagine trying to get through 1,000 pages of Ways and Means committees. So is there anything else that you may be looking forward to maybe introducing a bill or sponsoring a bill?
Well, I've sponsored several bills. In tax, for example, I've sponsored the Transparency in Taxation. I've sponsored the bill that would prevent increased appraisals or assessments as a result of normal maintenance. And in transportation, of course, I'm the vice chair of transportation. We've worked a lot of bills there. Everything from driver's licensing to how people get restricted driving privileges and those kinds of things.
And also there's you know, a few other things that have been talked about, of course, like you said, since I hadn't been able to debate bills this week. Is Medicaid expansion, is that still being looked at, and is that still on the table?
It's on the table, but it's stuck in committee.
Okay.
The feeling is that right now that's not going to move until some action is taken on the constitutional amendment.
Right, kind of got to get everything hammered out, and that way it's kind of pretty much agreed. You know, that way everybody can kind of agree on it a little bit. So, again, we're talking to Dan Goddard. He's up in Topeka. Been very busy this week in committees, and like you said, one of the Ways and Means, he's on the Ways and Means Committee. Over 1,000 pages he had to look at, so he's been extremely busy with that. And we tried to talk to him earlier, but he was in a committee meeting. So we appreciate you calling Mr. Goddard. Now that you're out of your committee meeting, and we appreciate you calling up today and keeping us informed on what's going on up there in Topeka.
Okay, well, I'll look forward to next time we get a chance to talk.
All right, and I always look forward to it. You have a great day, sir.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
All right, happy Valentine's Day to you as well.
All right.
All right. That is Dan Goddard here on the Mighty 690 KGGF calling up during Open Line today. We appreciate him calling. We, again, tried to get him earlier, but unfortunately he was stuck in a meeting. But we are very gracious that he did call back here a little bit during Open Line. And we were able to talk to him, and maybe had a few listeners be able to check out what he was talking about. So right now it is 925, so we need to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will restart Open Line as That is what we're doing right now. And we'll also talk about the Nicholas Hitching Pulse poll question of the day and maybe some other fun stuff. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.